Along the banks of the Chilkoot River near Haines, there's an old culture camp that stood empty for years. But recently, a group of young people decided to revitalize the traditional camp. The Chilkoot Indian Association and the Haines Public Library worked together this year and last to put on the event. A few minutes before feasting on fish and berries, the 15 or so culture camp kids line up in front of a crowd of family and friends. Leader Heather Powell asks them what they want to teach their future grandkids.
How to live off the land.
How to live off the land.
I want my grandkids to know that no matter what, everything happens for a reason, and that they will be accepted.
When we very first started camp, we asked the students, what do you want your grandchildren to know?
That's Powell.
My name is Heather Powell. I'm a Tlingit language teacher. I come from Huna. I'm a Chukan Sha, grandchild of the Kanachtedi and Tliknakadi.
Powell has spent much of her summer teaching Tlingit language and traditional skills at culture camps.
They say when your language goes, your culture is soon to follow. But in this camp, we heard many of these kids take that commitment very serious to continue learning, to continue trying, to not be afraid to fail or make mistakes, to keep looking forward even when they do make mistakes. And I think that's comforting.
Powell is one of the camp counselors with ties to this gathering place. She says some of her relatives helped Austin Hammond with the inception of the Chilkoot Culture Camp decades ago. Ted Hart tells the story of why Hammond started the camp.
And he kept having this dream. There's these tables full of food out, but no one was eating it. He's trying to figure out what it meant. But finally he figured out you got to tell these people that it's okay to go to the table and start eating the food. He had to bring them in. He had to tell them to come to where they're needed. So he created this culture camp for the kids.
Hart is with the Chilkoot Indian Association.
My Tlingit name is Aktutsin.
He's one of the people who helped bring this camp back to life. He says he kept driving by, seeing it empty.
And I just felt it was really important to get these kids together, working towards putting up food and respecting the land. And we're all creating future leaders right now.
It's the tradition of how we learned and how it used to be and how we talked to animals and stuff.
That's 11-year-old Douglas Adams. He talks about one memorable experience from the camp.
This carver named William Price, when we first got here, he adds these paddles that we did. And then after that, we took this big canoe. It's red and black, and it's right there, and it's on the side of the building. So we took it out, and we walked it, and we started singing a Tlingit song. And then we got out there. We started canoeing and singing and having fun out there, and everyone liked it. And it's really tradition for me to be here, and I want to learn all about the culture of what we used to be.
Well, I really like culture, and I like learning about different cultures, so that kind of intrigued me.
Matilda Rogers is almost 13 years old. This is her first culture camp.
My favorite part is probably when we would actually listening to the stories that our grandparents had to tell us, because it was really interesting to learn like what they have like seen and how they grew up.
My name is Smith Katzik Sr.
Katzik is one of a handful of elders who told stories and shared knowledge at the camp.
It just makes my heart beat. It's like life coming back.
Camp organizer Ted Hart says the Chilkoot camp is part of a cultural resurgence in Haines.
The culture has been pretty quiet around here previous years, but we're making steps to getting stronger. The culture is important to anyone that walks this land.
Hart and the other organizers hope to keep the culture camp alive in years to come. They say the children are already talking about next year. On the Chilkoot River, I'm Emily Files.